Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Shkalim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. What is a kalbin? A kalbin is like a surcharge, paying a little bit extra. Who has to pay a little bit extra, and why does he have to pay a little bit extra? So we're going to learn this Mishnah according to the Rambam. The Rambam holds that if you're not giving a machzah shekel, you're paying in some other way. Let's say you're paying a whole sel, a whole shekel, for two people. Then you have to add a kalbin. You have to add a little bit more. You see, so many people needed a machzah shekel when it came to Adar. So I'm sure you know the rule of supply and demand. So the price of a machzah shekel went up a little bit. And the mela, if you were paying with a machzah shekel, you were really paying a little bit more than a machzah shekel. Because you have to give the shulchani some kind of a charge, like a service charge, to get a hold of a machzah shekel. If that's the case, so really not everybody was paying the same amount. Because if I paid a whole shekel for two people, I didn't have to give the shulchani anything to get a hold of a machzah shekel. I never touched a machzah shekel. I'm paying my machzah shekel by giving a whole shekel for two people, so half for me, half for him. That means I'm really paying less than a person that had to pay money to get a hold of a machzah shekel. Let me give you a mashal. I was once in a bungalow colony. And you needed quarters for the washing machine. And not everybody had quarters. And toward the middle of the summer, people were desperate, especially after Tisha B'Av. So someone came along, and he was selling rolls of quarters for more money. Let's say $10 worth of quarters, he was selling it for $11. And people were buying it because they needed the quarters. So lehavdil here too, the machzis ha-shekel would cost more a little bit, because everybody needed a machzis ha-shekel. Memel, it's not fair. One person is paying what amounts to be more than a machzah shekel. Someone else who's smart enough to pay a whole shekel for two people, he doesn't pay any more. He pays less. So memel, we said, if you're paying a whole sela for two people, if you're not paying the regular machzah shekel, you have to add a surcharge, the kalbin, the amount that it would cost to get a hold of a machzah shekel. Zok de Mishnah, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav, the elu shechayavin bekalbin. And the following people are mechuyev in a kalbin. Basically, we're going to list the people that are mechuyev in machzis ha-shekel. Sagt the Mishnah, ve'elu shechayavim bekalbin. The following people are mechuyev in a kalbin. And again, according to this pshat, if they're paying a whole shekel, Levim, the Yisraelim, the Geirim, the Vadim Shecharim, freed slaves. If they're going to pay a whole shekel instead of a half, if they're paying a whole for two people, then they have to add a kalbin. Avoloi kohanim, not kohanim, v'nashim, not women, v'avadim, or in Eved Kanani, uketanim, or anyone who's under 20. Even if they're not paying a machzah shekel, they do not have to add a kalbin. Why not? In the case of kohanim, it's similar, says the Tosfos Yamta, to the Indian of Darkei Shalom, the same reason we don't take a mashkin from them. In the case of the Noshim and the Avodim and the Ketanim, we say, look, they're not mechuyev to give a machzis a shekel at all. They're only doing it out of the goodness of their heart. They want to have a chelik in the mitzvah of the Karbonis Sibur. So it doesn't make sense to add even more to the machzis a shekel. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Hashoikel al yidei kayin, al yidei isha, al yidei eved, al yidei katan. I come, I put down a whole sela, or a whole shekel, same thing, and I say I'm doing it for myself and for a kohen, for myself and for an isha, for myself and for an eved kanani, for myself and for a katan potter. I don't have to add a kalbin. Now this is true, whether I'm loaning them the money or I'm giving it as a gift. Even if they're going to pay me back, it doesn't make a difference. I don't have to add a kalbin if I'm doing it for myself and for them. But let's say I stand come, I'm saying I'm giving a whole shekel, it's for me and for my friend Shmuel. I have to add a kalbin. This is what we're talking about. You're avoiding a machzis shekel, you're giving a whole sela, which really has two machzis shekels inside, very nice for you and for your friend, but you have to add a kalbin. It can't be that it's going to cost you cheaper than someone who's paying for a machzis shekel. But this is only, says the Batanura, if I am giving a whole shekel, I'm saying it's for me, and I'm also lending the money to my friend Shmuel who's going to pay me back. That's when I have to add a kalbin. But let's say I'm giving a whole shekel, and I'm saying it's for me, and it's also a gift to Shmuel. I'm paying Shmuel's chayv of a machzah shekel, and Shmuel does not have to pay me back. If it's not a loan, then I don't have to add a kalbin. even though Shmuel is not a Kayan, and he's not an Eved Knani, and he's not a Katan, and he's not someone who's not Mechuyiv in a Machzah Shekel. So let's summarize. If I am giving a whole shekel, or a whole seller, for me, and for a Kayan, for Nashim and Avadim, a Katanim, it doesn't make a difference whether it's a loan or a gift, I don't have to add a Kala. If I'm giving it for me and for my friend, who's a regular Yisrael, he's a person that's Mechuyiv. If I'm giving it as a loan to him, in other words, I'm laying out now a whole shekel, machzis for me, machzis for him, he's going to pay me back, I have to add a kalbein. I'm giving it as a gift, I don't have to add a kalbein. Azoy halt d'tana kama. Rabbi Meir says, you're giving a whole seller or a whole shekel for you and your friend? Shnei kalbeinis. You have to give two kalbeinis. Why two? Rabbi Meir holds every person that brings a machzis, a shekel, has to add a kalbein. Why? I thought it's just to even out the discrepancy that someone who's paying a whole seller is getting it for cheaper. No, that's what the Tanakama holds. Reb Meir holds, any person that gives a machzis shekel has to add a kalbein. Because you have to have a machzis shekel, it can't be less. And at the times of the Gemara, the value of coins had to do with the quality of the coin. Today, if you have a dollar, or even a coin, it doesn't really have intrinsic value. It's not worth that amount of money. It's like a check from the government. If you have a dollar bill, it's like a check from the United States Treasury. But in the times of the Gemara, and it used to be that way not too long ago, that a coin was only worth what it was worth. You looked at the coin. If it was chipped or was thinned out, it wasn't worth as much. Zakt Rebbe Meir, being that the Torah says you have to give a machzis shekel, how do I know if Pinchas's coin is not a little bit thinner? It doesn't have the full value. So to make sure you have the full value, anyone that gives a machzis shekel has to add a kalbein. So if one person is giving a whole shekel for two people, it doesn't make a difference. Two kalbeinis. Every machzis shekel comes with a surcharge of a kalbein. Zakt the Mishnah weiter, Hanoisin sela v'noitel shekel. Until now, we said someone's giving a seller. Remember, a seller and a shekel is the same thing. So we thought, he's giving a seller for two people. In this case, he's giving a seller and he's taking back a shekel. When we say he's taking back a shekel here, we mean he's taking back a machzis a shekel. In other words, he comes to the shulchani. He says, I want to pay my machzis a shekel. I don't have a machzis a shekel. Shulchani says, oh, you want to buy one? No, that's going to cost me money. Here, I'm giving you a whole seller. You give me back change, a half a shekel. So I'll be paying a machzis a shekel. He's not saving anything. Hanoisin sel, if someone gives a sel of a noitel shekel and he takes back a machzis a shekel as change, chayiv shnei kolboinais, he's mechuyiv two kolboinais, two surcharges, and even the Tanakama would agree. Why? So the Batanura explains, look, according to the Tanakama, you're giving a sel, right? You're not paying with a machzis a shekel. Anyone that doesn't pay with a machzis a shekel has to add a kalbein. Second, you're taking back change. You're giving a coin, you're taking back change. How do we know that the coins are worth exactly the amount? It depends on the value of the specific coin, on the shape of the coin, on the quality of the coin. So there are two coins you're dealing with here, but I can't be 100% sure. You're giving a seller. How do I know 100% it's a seller? Maybe it's a drop less. You're taking back a machzis shekel. Maybe it's a drop more. So you have to give two kalbeinis. And again, even the Tanakama would agree. By the way, what did they do with this extra surcharge? According to Rabbi Meir, who says the whole point of the extra kalbein is to make sure the machzis shekel is worth the machzis shekel, it goes into the regular fund where they buy karbonis tzibur from. But then there are other shitas. Rabbi Lazar says it was put into a special box marked Nedava. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says they took the surcharge money, they changed it to gold, and they plated the walls of the Kodesh Kedoshim with it. Ben Azai holds. You know what they did with all this extra kolbonis? They paid the money changers. They were busy with the money here. That's how they got their schar, their wages. And there's another Tana that holds that this money, this kolbon money, paid for transporting the shkolim to Yerushalayim. Stam, it had to be escorted with some type of a guard or in a safe way. Either way, someone had to bring it. This is what paid for it. Okay, let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned there's something called a kalbein, and we learned according to the Rambam The reason there's a surcharge, this Kalbein surcharge, is because everybody needed a machzah shekel. And when everyone needs something, the price goes up. So in order to get a hold of a machzah shekel, you paid a little bit more for it. But if somebody paid giving a whole shekel, let's say a whole shekel, and he says it's for me and my friend, so it comes out, he's getting away a little bit cheaper than a person who's bedafka looking for a machzah shekel. So that can't be. Everyone has to pay the same amount. Memela, we say, according to the Rambam, if someone is not paying with a machzah shekel, but he's paying with a selah, we're going to add a little bit more. This is the amount that the person's paying extra when he's looking for a machzah shekel. That's how much he's going to have to give the shulchan. Who has to pay the kalbein? Anyone that's mechuyev in machzah shekel. A Levi, a Yisrael, Geirim, Frida Vadim. But not a kohen, not women, not a vadim, and not ketan. Why not a kohen? A kohen is mechuyev in machzah shekel. So the Taisus Yom Tov says, look, we see that we treat the kohen a little bit differently. We don't take a mashkin from him, so we don't take a kalbein either. As far as the noshim, avodim, that means an Eved Kanani, and Ketanim, in this case, in regard to Machzah Shekel, means someone under 20. As far as they're concerned, we're not going to charge them extra when the whole Shekel is something they're doing because they want to do it. They don't have to do it. Furthermore, we learned in the Mishnah. So if I give a whole Sela, I say it's for me and it's for a Kayin, or it's for me and a Isha, or for me and a Eved, for me and a Katan, I don't have to add a Kalbein. And it doesn't make a difference whether I'm loaning the money to them and they're going to have to pay me back, or I'm giving it to them as a gift. If I do it for me and my friend, the Yisrael, then it depends. If it's a loan, my friend's going to have to pay me back, I have to add a kalbein. If I'm doing it as a gift to my friend, I'm saying I'm paying a whole shekel for me and for my friend. So we both yotze our mitzvah machzah shekel, and I'm not asking him to pay me back, he also doesn't have to give a kalbein. But if you're giving it for you and your friend, and it's a loan, you have to add a kalbein. And Remeir says two kalboines, because Remeir says anyone that gives a machzah shekel has to add a kalbein. Because I'm not sure if your particular coin, something could be missing, could be a little bit thinner, could be it's not the full value. And we have to make sure, your yaitz of the mitzvah, we have to make sure that what you're giving is a machzah shekel, with the full value of a machzah shekel. So Remeir holds anyone that gives a machzah shekel has to add a kalbein. In this case, you're giving a whole shekel for you and your friend, two kalbanis. That's the way it goes. For every machzah shekel, you have to add a kalbein. Everybody would agree that if he pays a whole sela, meaning a whole shekel, and he's asking back for change, he's not paying for him and a friend, he's asking back a machzah shekel change, he has to pay two kalbanis. Here, even the Tanakhama would be mita. One is, you're taking a machzah shekel from Hegdish, I don't know the exact worth, you to pay a little bit more. And the other is you're not paying with the machzah shekel. You're giving a selah. Anytime you don't pay with the machzah shekel, you also have to add a kalbein. So for the mere fact that he's paying with the selah and he's taking back a machzah shekel, he has to add a kalbein for each, and that is even according to the Tanakhama.